Okay, so welcome everybody to A Taste of Being Seen. I'm really excited to have you here. I don't know if Christine, if you told the logistics, but if you guys stay on mute unless you have a question, and then and as long as you're in sort of a not so noisy background, then you can come off mute and ask your questions. But this class really came out of just a request, and a request of a lot of people that we did a foundation, 2 weeks ago? Was it 2 weeks ago? It feels like forever ago. But we did this online foundation and we had 17 people in the class. It was a really great class. And some of you that are on here are on the class, or that were in the class are on here. And what came out of the foundation was all this energy on hiding and the lie. I'm going to call the lie, because is fear of being seen a lie? Right? And so when I realized that so many people had this energy in their universe about what, and look, being seen on camera, being seen if you're somebody who owns a business or you want to start a business. Uh-oh, I think that's me actually. I thought I quit. Tried to quit all my tabs so we make no noise. So if you're, you know, afraid of being seen, it's like, how can you build a business or invite people into what you know if you're not willing to be seen? And so when I realized that that was up in so many people's worlds, we were like, well, what if we did a class on being seen? So those of you that may or may not know me, I've got some new faces that I haven't seen on camera before. So welcome. It's really nice to see your faces. My name is Catherine McIntosh and I'm an Access Certified Facilitator. Been facilitating classes in Access for over 7 years, but I've been facilitating classes for 20 plus years. So I worked with a shaman for 8 years. I taught dance movement therapy, and that's when I learned that I know way more about the body than I ever realized. And, you know, we tend to keep our hidden judgments, our hidden fears, our hidden everything in our body. And so I do have a little bit of an agenda for today, because I want to be able to give you guys information, but I also want to leave space where you can ask questions and I can contribute to you. This is just a taste of a 6-call series that we will be doing after this class. Some of you have already signed up for the whole series. If you'd like to join the series, you of course welcome. And what can you get out of today? And what can I contribute to you? So before I sort of open it up for anything you guys want to get out of the class, you're welcome to use the chat. If you do have a question, I can't promise that I will answer it, but if it's relevant, I will do my best. I tend to be a little OCD, ACD, so all ACD. That's a new one. Autistic compulsive disorder. But if you want to raise your hand and come off mute, it's actually a contribution to the whole class when you do ask a question. And usually, if you're aware, you tend to ask questions that other people have that they may not have the courage to ask. So as we start this taste of being seen, everything that being seen, being visible, being judged, or judging you so you can avoid being seen means to you, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pod, all nine shorts, boys, men. So we are going to use the tools of Access in this class. I pretty much use the tools of Access and absolutely everything I do. I honestly cannot imagine not using the tools in my life. And so I believe most of you are familiar with the tools of Access. And just in case you're getting this now or in the future, if you're like, what the heck did you just say? You can go to accessconsciousness.com or theclearingstatement.com to get information, but I'm not going to use time on this call to explain it. Just know that we're rewiring your brain to get you out of all the places you are hiding from the brilliance and gift of you. Okay. So if you guys could have anything out of today's call, what would it be? And you can either type in the chat. You can, I don't want long, like drawn out, no stories today. Okay. I'm going to ask you guys to leave your stories behind and simply just go to, if you could have anything out of it, go for it, Kimmy.
Wait, I couldn't unmute. Okay. So, I need to step over that line of fear, because what I have to offer the world in supporting them on their journey is so amazing. And I need to be able to step over that line and get my ass going, because yeah. I can feel it's just rumbling in the background, like, lady, get going. And yeah, that's so my desire, my craving for this class is to have that support and belief and confidence in myself from here, with a little extra tools and support from everybody that's here with their comments and their needs, to just get it fucking done.
Okay, cool. Get her done. I like getting her done. All right, cool. Thanks, Kimmy. I'm going to listen to all you guys. And if you can make it short, sweet, and quick, that would be awesome. Because we have a lot of content. So Paula says, I would like to see me. Awesome. Short and sweet. You probably will never be able to. Okay, everything that is times a godzillion. We destroy and uncreate it, please. Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pod, all nine shorts, boys, meons. Cool. Who else wants to chime in, if anyone? Cool. Susanna says, I'd like to show up more creating shit. You are creating shit so that you don't have to show up? Okay, cool. Awesome. No one else is doing that. All right, cool. Anyone else? Suzanne, is that a, I want to speak hand? it's a very good hand.
Catherine?
Yes, darling. My favorite pot stirrer on the planet in this 10 seconds.
Yeah, I'm using this lockdown to stay inside.
Cool.
And so, I'm not really connecting with people.
Well, staying inside and not connecting with people are two totally different things.
Yeah. So
what is it you'd actually like to ask for that you've never been willing to ask for, because you ask for everything except for what you'd actually like? Sorry, that was a little bit of a wedgie.
To have the courage to be seen.
Ah, okay. I'm going to pot and pock that one, because that reads on everybody. So everywhere, you all are just not asking for the courage. Will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pod, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. So I'm going to go with this, Wendy, because this is awesome. So truth, my friends, does it take courage to be all of you? And that's funny. Michelle's the only one saying no. Everyone else is like, yes. Okay, cool. But how many of you find all the reasons and all the justifications and all the excuses to not be you?
Yeah.
And so it's interesting what this is bringing up, because how many of you have decided that you need to be a certain way in order to be seen? Holy shit. Everything that is times a godzillion. We just draw in on credit, please. Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pod, all nine. Holy shit. Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pod, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. So I'm going to give a little story real quick. So when I first started my access business, I was doing shaman work and energy work and bars on the side. I was a full-time hairdresser, and I didn't have a website. I didn't have anything to give people to go to. All I had is a phone number and a phone, right? And I went to this giant gathering, and I met the owners of the gathering, and they're like, what you're doing is amazing. Can we please film you and send it out to our 50,000 person email list? And you want to know what I said? I said, no. I said, I'm not ready. I said, oh, I don't have a website. So how, I'm not going to look professional. So, and they were like, are you serious? What you do just changed both of our bodies, just changed both of our worlds. You don't want to put yourself on camera and have the world find you? I was like, oh, but I don't have a website. To 50,000 people. And so I remember the feeling and the sensation of my car keys in my hand, walking out of that gathering and like my head hanging low and my heart pounding. And I went, what the fuck did I just choose? Am I insane? And I said out loud, I will never choose that again. And that's where I came up with the concept of you can never be ready, you can only be willing. So not having a website, was that a reason and justification? Was it a lie? Right? Oh my God, Tracy, I love that you're running bars right now. I think you're running bars right now. Yes. Love it. That's awesome. So everything that you've decided you need in order to offer your gifts to the world, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pot, all nine shorts, boys, beans. And I love that. Janet says, I got sad for judging is pathetic. Right. Well, how many of you use feelings to literally avoid being seen? I feel sad, so I therefore am going to use my sadness to separate me from the gift I could be to the world. So I said this in, I don't know where I said it, but it was like, how many of you could imagine that the person that invited you to discover the tools of access consciousness, could you imagine if the person who invited you was like, oh, I really shouldn't offer this to this person? Everything that is times a godzillion, we destroy and uncreate it, please. Wow. Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pod, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. My friends, you're not trying to sell anyone anything. You're literally inviting them to choose. If I go to an ice cream shop and I don't see like peanut butter chocolate on the menu, but they have it in the shop, it's just not on display, how the fuck am I going to know to order it? I can't choose chocolate peanut butter ice cream if it's not on the freaking menu. And if I don't know it exists. And so you guys are hiding your menu of possibilities with the world. Everything, give me a second, Kimmy, and then I'll call on you. So everything that is times a godzillion, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Wow. Right, wrong, good, bad, fuck, pod, all nine shorts, brilliant. So just for the next 60 minutes or however long we're on here for, I'm going to follow the energy. I'm going to try not to fry you guys. So just for the next 60 minutes, would you be willing to let go of any lies you've been using in order to prove your right for hiding? Wow. Everything. Yeah. And whatever needs to come out of your bodies, my friends, I'm here to contribute to your bodies. If you need to cry, if you need to shout, if you need to scream, if you need to get pissed off, every emotion is welcome because we get right about hiding. I'm right about hiding. I'm right about not sharing myself with the world. And so it's really interesting. Everything that is times a godzillion, we destroy and uncreate it, please. Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pod, all nine shorts, boys, and and sometimes the body cries so that we can, so it can literally let go of all the lies we've been holding on to. You guys are a gift and you have something special to offer the world that nobody else on the planet can deliver except for you. And you would choose, you guys, imagine if I was like, oh no, sorry, I can't. The only reason I'm comfortable on camera is because I just keep choosing to be on camera. And I have drooled, I have salivated, I've had shit in my teeth. I've like, you know, had my dress tucked up into my underwear, not know it. Like there are so many faux pas that I have done while being on camera. And I just am like, who cares? Because when I show up as all of me, you guys are like, oh, you can do that? Does it take away from what you receive? Imagine if I tried to be perfect on camera. You guys would be like, none of you would be here, I promise. So all the lies about being seen, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pod, all nine shorts, boys, and girls. Give me 1 second. And then, so yesterday I actually did something I've never done before. It's not yet live. I sent it to Michelle. It makes me want to cry because I knew in preparation for this, I still have a lot of growing to do. Because I've been hiding behind the lie that I need a PR person. When the truth be told, I love PR, I love marketing, I love selling myself, I love selling or inviting the world to No Judgment Diet, and I've been using the lie that I need a PR person to grow No Judgment Diet. So yesterday, I got on camera in my fucking underwear and a blazer, and I tried on jeans on camera, and I'm going to post it on YouTube, I'm going to post it on IGTV, and I'm going to post it on Instagram or Facebook to invite the world to a different possibility. Because one of the things I was doing yesterday on camera is you could see my butt, you can see everything, everything. You can see I'm wearing a sports bra under a blazer, like it was not perfect. I was like, oh my God, pock and pod. I'm actually going to show my ass on video. Okay, whatever. It actually looks really good. But I was never willing to receive that because I was using the judgments that my body didn't look perfect from my point of view in order to not invite the world to a different possibility with their body and clothes, with their body and judgment, with their body and choice. Wow. So everything that is times a godzillion, we destroy and uncreate it all, please. Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pod, all nine shorts, boys and girls. Yeah, Janet says you add with being you as you are every day. Exactly. Those of you that are on my NJD, on the NJD every day, I show up without makeup. I show up when I'm sick. I show up when I, like last week, I rolled out of bed 3 minutes before the live. No makeup, hadn't brushed my teeth, and I went. And so all the lies you're using to avoid, like, so let me ask you a question. Is if you showed up as the invitation you know is possible, would that change your world? Would that change the planet? Would it change the earth? But how many of you are being selfish because you've decided that you're not yet good enough? Okay. All the, yeah, I saw that, Suzanne. All the lies you are using to avoid the choices you could be choosing, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pot, all nine shorts, boys and girls. So I clearly get really excited about this topic. And it's funny that I've taken for granted that I'm willing to be seen in my messes, but I also am using this class to go, how much farther can we go? And what if, like, because how many of us have a point of view that access is a little weird? You don't know if people can hear it. So you have to be careful or tiptoe the way you're offering that invitation. And that might not be true for some of you, but what if that's the lie so you don't get to get paid for being all of you? Well, everything this, that is time. Yeah. Susanna says it makes me want to cry. So fucking cry. Right? Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pod, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Cool. So does anyone want to add what they'd like to get out of today?
Hi, Catherine. It's Tracy.
Hi, sweetness.
Hey. So for me, I always have judgments about going on camera, like about my thinning hair, my eyes, my face. So it's all that kind of my fatness. And the other thing is, it's almost like I can perceive people's world. So my message kind of gets screwed up because I'm trying to make it fit into their worlds.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then it doesn't come out, well, I want to say the right message. But I guess as well, I don't know. Part of me is just like, well, everyone's, well, this is a conclusion, but like, what do I have to add? I don't, it's almost like I don't want to choose to sell the right thing, or because so many people are talking about the same thing in different areas. And it's like, well, what do I have to add, kind of thing?
Yeah, well, so do you notice when you asked, what do I have to add? There's a judgment there.
Yeah. Well, there's, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So all the judgments you're using to avoid what you actually have to add that you're not acknowledging,
yeah,
will you go and uncreate it?
Yeah.
Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds.
And I guess the energy that's coming up now is, what will I have to receive? Because that kind of brings up so much energy that I want to cry.
So can you say more about what do I have to receive?
From others.
Okay, cool. Wow. So I would ask you, what do you have to receive from you? So how many of you are willing to receive from you? We're way better at receiving from others. And so this is a humanoid capacity, especially a female humanoid capacity. And the humanoid capacity is, you can perceive where other people are functioning from, and you can usually perceive what they need to hear, when they need to hear it, how they need to hear it, but you'll do it so brilliantly that you'll forget to include you in the equation. So then you walk away feeling depleted or weird, or, and they're like, oh my God, you're the most amazing thing I've ever met. And you're like, oh, well, I feel like shit now. Awesome. And then you have to like do whatever you need to do to re-energize yourself. But that's simply a function of not being willing to receive you in the equation. So how many of you are separating from you in order to figure out what other people need? Everything that is times a godzillion, we destroy and uncreate it, please. Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Janet's asking, how do I receive me? That's a great fucking question that you're going to have to ask over and over. And I think, did she just get kicked off? Oh no, there you are. Okay. Over and over and over and over again. And so I can walk you guys through, if it would be a contribution, how I do it in the mornings for myself. Is I, first thing I do when I wake up, and this is a brand new practice for me, is I put one hand on my heart, one hand on my belly. And I ask to be, and when I'm waking up, it's really easy because I already feel like I'm an infinite being. Like you get that, like you're just waking up out of dream. And when we're sleeping, there is no resistance. There is no judgment. There is no wrongness. And so when you wake up from that energy, right? And when I wake up from that energy, what I do is I go infinite being, and I expand out. And I say hi to my infinite being. So if you guys want to do it right now, you want to do it with me. So if you want, you can put a hand on heart, hand on belly, or you can just hands in the air, wave them like you just don't care. Doesn't matter. So expand 100,000 miles out in every direction. Expand 100 million miles out in every direction. And ask for your infinite being. Wow. And then what would it take for you to receive you as an infinite being? Okay, so just to give you guys the opposite, contract your energy, go into judgment of you by all the lies as to why you can't get on camera, why you can't invite. Do you guys notice the difference already, right? Now try and say, now try and receive you. It's horrible because guess what you're receiving? Judgments. And then you guys go, oh, well, let me get it right. Judgment. What do I need to say? Judgment. What if I say the wrong thing? Judgment. What if I have shit in my teeth? Judgment. Oh my God, my thinning hair. Judgment. And then you're literally being this version of you. No wonder why people can't see you or hear you. Everything that is times a godzillion, we destroy it on creative, please. Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pot, all night, church, positions. And here's a question for y'all. Truth, is it true you're not seen? How many people actually see you all the time? And so what's required for you to acknowledge you? So here's the lie. Is truth, can you see you? Will you ever be able to see you? How many of you are waiting to see you so you can be you? Or how many of you are waiting for other people to see you so you can be you? But guess what? Other people seeing you, are they seeing you as you, or are they seeing you through the filter of their judgments? Aha. And then you're like, how do I fit into being seen as their judgments? And this is one of the things I actually want to cover today, or at least invite you guys to consider, is when you get on a live, Facebook Live, Instagram, even when you go to do a video, 99% of the time, even if you're not live and you go to press play or record, you will be aware of everyone's judgments of themselves when you're speaking to the camera. And you guys think it's your judgments of you. Okay, everything that is. Time's a godzillion. We just joined on create it, please. Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pot, all night, chairs, brilliant. So Kimmy, sorry, I went on a rant, but I think it was required.
Okay, so when you walk into the ice cream shop and it's got all your flavors and it says, Kimmy, how do I get someone to taste me? But yeah, really, like, how do I get someone to try me? I want to be the flavor of the year, not just on the menu. Like, I don't want...
Honey child, you're the flavor of the decade, baby. Fuck.
You know what I mean? Like, how?
So is it a how?
Somebody has to take a chance, but how are they going to even take a chance on the Kimmy flavor?
So how do you choose things that you choose?
Oh, I don't like you.
Everything that is times a godzillion, we destroy and uncreate it, please.
Yeah.
With you right now, if you were right next to me, you'd be my flavor of the day. Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pot, all night, shorts, boys and beyonds.
There has to be a connection for me, a click or something. But if your name is just out there on a website, like you're on a board with everybody else, like, I just don't know how that will stand out.
Well,
oh, Elaine's shaking her head at me.
Are you willing to allow it
to stand Sorry?
Out? Are you willing to allow it to stand out?
Oh, yeah, but that doesn't mean somebody's going to pick me.
You just lied to me. Everything that is. Million, we destroyed on creative, please.
Hey, I don't know what I said then. I don't. I'll stop laughing at me. What?
But. You said, yeah, but. Anytime we say, yeah, but, you just lied.
Well, I can put my name out there.
Right. So.
Big deal.
Yeah. But, and I'm saying but on purpose.
Yes.
I'm actually looking at what I'm asking you. How different? How different are all of you?
Different.
Okay. So, truth, Kimmy, do I stand out?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Okay. So, am I doing anything with my website?
I don't know. I don't ever go to your website. Never seen. Stop it! Stop it! I want to be right here, so stop it!
Have you guys see the irony of this, right? She's like, how are people going to pick me if they can't see my name in a list? And she's like, well, I don't...
Look at all these new people that don't know that I actually love you, and they think I'm psycho now. I'm not.
Oh, you should say, I am. Okay, but so... Yes, it's not about the doing, because even 7 years ago when I had, I mean, every incarnation of my website, every incarnation of what I choose, I'm in exactly, Elaine says, but my energy is there.
Like I want the right picture, the right, you know, everything, right? On my website. And the truth is most people come by referral or... You know, like it shows up on your feed and it's like, oh, this is interesting. Oh, shut up. Right, never mind. We're done. We're done.
Right, wrong. Good, bad, pock, pock. Well, Kimmy, I'm only laughing because you are an energetic being and your energy translates so much. And so when we ask, how do we get people, hey, if you're going to be annoying, you have to leave. If you're going to contribute, you can stay. Excuse me. So, pock pod. Right, wrong, good, bad, pock pod on that. Homeschooling, parenting. Awesome. So, but it's like everything that we conclude eliminates a population that would be willing to choose us. So every conclusion, so I need the right picture. Conclusion, instead of, here's what I ask, and this is something, so one of the things is I will go, okay, what picture? And I'll take my 25, 55, whatever pictures, and I go, that one. And then when I'm putting it on the website or Michelle's putting it on the website, the energy I'm asking with each picture is, what energy, space, and consciousness can this picture be to allow people to receive whatever they need to see to choose a different possibility? So some people see me as skinny, some people see me as fat, some people see me as tall, some people see me as short. I don't care. But everybody sees me as the way they need to see me so that they can have a different possibility. You could also do this with your website. You could also do this with your Facebook pages. You could also do this with all of your, you could also do this with all of your videos. I will go back to old videos and I will ask them to be current to now, energetically. I have videos from 6 years ago that I'll ask, what would it take for this video to contribute now and 20 years into the future? So Tracy, I don't know if I totally answered your question. Do you feel like things got, yeah? Okay, cool. Go for it, Titi.
Even though like, I'm aware of the twos, but I think that like I'm not qualified enough. Why would people come to me? Because I am not CA. I'm not specializing in this and I don't do on this full time. So why would they choose me?
That's such a self-righteous point of view of you.
And I don't post anything on Facebook because I actually judge myself that I don't look good on camera. My photos don't come good. And like, I'll say something wrong or why would they listen to me?
So guess what all of those points of views create? Because are any of those points of views light?
No, that's quite dense, yeah. Ooh, it's feeling dense as well.
Yeah, everything that is times a godzillion, we just draw an uncreate it, please. Yes. Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pod, online, shorts, please. I went to $100,000 grad school because I thought I needed a master's to prove that I knew what I knew about bodies. Do you know what I discovered? I knew more than my teachers knew. I knew more than the director of the school knew. I knew more than the creator of the school knew about bodies. So I basically spent, I think it was like $45,000 in 1 year to discover that I didn't actually need a master's. So I paid $45,000 to become aware that I knew more than what these people knew. So when I left after a year, 4 or 5 years after I left, two of my PhD professors hired me as their coach to show them what I knew about bodies. I never had an official degree, but I thought I needed one. Cost me $45,000 to think I needed a degree. So all, do you want to play, like, do you guys want clients that require a degree from you? Or do you want clients that go, your energy? So how many of you are using the judgments of you, whether it's about your appearance, whether it's about your education, whether it's about the idea that you don't yet have enough skill sets or information? Is any of that true? So how many of you are using those judgments to prove your point of view of you that you're not enough is right so that no one can find you and no one can choose you? Because as long as you have the judgment of you that you're not enough, are the people that would actually receive from you, can they find you? My friends, it isn't about putting yourself out there in a way that isn't authentic to you. I love video. But I didn't like video to start. I was just willing to try because I had a lot to say. I was like, fuck it. I mean, it didn't matter if I was in an airport, in a hotel room. I would find, and we're going to do over this, if you guys choose the 6-call series, we're going to literally do logistics of like, hey, I'm in the shittiest hotel room. How do you actually make it look like it's sexy? Right? Oh my God, I don't have proper lighting. Where do I put the camera or the lighting or the angle so that people, and you know what? Sometimes you can purposely do it in a way that makes people feel included. So if I put my camera up like this, do you guys notice the energy? It's not really inviting in the same way. Now, if I put my camera lower, do you guys feel more included in my world? So over the 6-call series, if you guys choose it, and it's simple stuff like that, of like, oh my God, I don't have my lighting. Who cares? Like, I do not have any lighting set up for today's call. I just knew I have natural lighting. coming from, you know, the window. And so I was like, okay, I'll go into the room that has the most natural lighting. I put the orchid there right before the call. The lamp is crooked. You don't notice. You can see all my drinks. Who cares? But I just angle the computer. So like, look what you see. It's simple stuff like that. Like, we're going to do a lot of energetic logistics about being seen, because clearly there's a lot up in your world about needing to get it right, needing to be perfect, needing to have the right answer. My friends, if you have a question, that is the invitation. People ask me all the time, well, what do you do? And I'm like, or how do you do it? Do you have a formal education? I say, no, no. And if someone says, oh, okay, well, then I can't work with you. My response is, thank God. Because the people that actually require a doctorate, a title, a certificate, proof, those are the ones that are fraud patrol. If any of you know about fraud patrol, and those are the ones that will sue you. Those are the ones that will constantly make you wrong. They're usually human. People that need to see your degrees are human. And my friends, do you actually want to work with humans, or were you here to support the humanoids to create a different possibility on the planet? And you know what? Every single one of you, I would choose to work with if you were choosing to be all of you. It's when you think you need to be something you're not that keeps the world from being able to choose you. Every single one of you, like, I bet if I said, please work on my body, every single one of you would probably open my world in a way that I've never received before. But if you're doing it from judgment, you better not fucking touch me. If you're doing it from, I better get this right. Uh-oh, pressure's on. I don't want it. But if you're like, I have no idea what I'm fucking doing, but I'm willing to play. It's just like sex. Who here of you want to have sex with someone who's like, I know exactly how to give you an orgasm. I can get it right. I know exactly what to do. Yeah, exactly. Suzanne's like, hell no, right? But if someone's like, wow, your body's really fun. I love the energy. Want to play? You're like, yes, please. Same thing with putting yourself out in the world. Same thing with your website. So Kimmy, one of the things you can literally start asking today, but you probably won't do it because it'll create way too much fun for you, way too many clients, way too much ease, is what energy, space, and consciousness can my body and I be to be the invitation for everyone to see me with total ease? Yeah, Elaine's like, yeah, because trying to get your website right is like me trying to ask you, Kimmy, can you walk me through exactly how to give you an orgasm? You'd be like, oh, fuck you. But it's that energy, my friends, when you're being that. The earth doesn't go, oh, I'm sorry, like, can you see all my poppies? Are you sure that the dandelions are getting seen? What about the blades of grass? Are they at the right angle? No, we see what we can see when we're available to see it. Everything that is times a godzillion. We just throw it on credit, please. Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pod, all nine shorts, boys, and yes. And fear, my dear Kimmy, distractor, implant, lie, lie, lie. I've seen you in action. You wrote erotica books. You're not afraid of anything. Oh, sorry. Oops. Right, wrong. All nine. Sorry. I erase. Right, wrong.
Hey, so if you had a judgment on me before, you can just keep going.
But that's interesting, because how much is that point of view? Like, I love the idea that you created those books. All I meant to say is, like, you're not afraid of anything, darling. I've seen you in action. And so how many of you are actually afraid, or is fear the lie you use to not choose? Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pot, all nine shorts, boys, and so is there anyone on here that literally, like, you guys all see each other, right? Even Lindsay, who's dealing with her two kids, right? You guys are all seen. So, hi, sweetness. So ready? So here's a play. And I want you guys, so destroy and uncreate anything about getting this right. Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pot, all nine shorts, boys, meons. Okay, so I want you guys to, like, think about your business, whether it's inviting people to run their bars, whether it's, and if you don't know what it is, just something that would be fun for you, talking to people, getting paid for it, whatever, think about it. Now, put up the judgment that you need to get it right. Lindsay says, it's good I'm not on camera. I've been giving you the finger a lot. I wish you were on camera to give me the finger, because I would receive it with total ease. Okay, so my friends, you guys notice, do you guys look at everyone's faces, like, about getting it right? Do you guys see how you all almost energetically kind of went back in the camera? Okay, everything that is, time's a godzillion. Can we destroy it on credit, please? Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pot, all nine shorts, boys. And if you go infinite being, okay, say hi to your offering, to your business, to playing, to whatever it is. Okay. And ask, what energy, space, and consciousness can I be to allow anyone to see whatever they require with total ease? And broadband it. How much better does that feel in your body? They paid me like $75,000. Do you know how they hired me? They said, your energy, I need it in my business and I need it in my life. And I was like, are you sure? Because I'll fuck your life up. And they literally wrote me a check for $75,000. That's how they hired me. It wasn't a website. It wasn't anything. It was the willingness to say yes. Not ready, willing. Whew, I think we covered a lot in a very short amount of time. How y'all be? So my friends, when you choose not to put yourself out there, how much is that? Because Gary says, if you're judgment of you, you're putting evil out into the world. So if you're choosing not to show up as the invitation that could change somebody's life, is that you putting evil out into the world? Kind of crazy, huh? And so this fear about being seen, is any of it yours? How many of you are trying to find the humans that would pay you? You notice how heavy that is? But how many of you are trying to find humans to pay you? Okay. Everything that is, times a godzillion. And I'm not saying they can't. That's not what I'm saying. But if you're trying to prove that you got it right, you will attract humans. If you're like, I don't fucking care, I'm just going to show up and have fun. One of the questions I ask before every video, before every photo shoot, before everything is, how much fun can I have fucking this up? Not, how much fun can I have getting this right? Kimmy says, I'll have all of that and more with me. Exactly. My friends, have fun fucking it up. If I tried to get this right, none of you would be here. If Dane tried to get facilitation right, none of you, like access would be an eighth of what it is today. Part of what's grown access so much is Dane's willingness to be an energy. Wacky, wild, kooky, crazy, everything in between. So how much money are you avoiding with the judgments of you're not ready, you are choosing? Wow. How much money are you avoiding with the judgments of the way you think you need to be in order to be seen? Like, imagine an elephant being like, can you see me? How's my butt look? Oh my God, is this the right angle? Maybe I should like tuck it behind a tree a little bit. Like, it's so ridiculous. Elephants are like, here I am, receive me or don't. Okay. So,
Catherine, I have a question.
Yes.
Like you mentioned the human to pay, like I have experienced like when people find out, but they all want for like free. How do you deal with it? Like,
well, what's your point of view about charging people?
Oh, it's too much money to charge and I go into their world and they finance it. Oh, I decide for people. Oh, yeah.
Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pot, all nine shorts, poison. So Gary gave me a brilliant question at facilitators because I used to, I actually was brilliant at asking the class, like, how much do you want to charge? And then I went into a point of view at some point a couple years ago without realizing it. I went into like this reality's version of marketing, this reality's version of class creation, and my business went it wasn't very much fun. Okay. And so one of the questions he recently asked me at facilitators was, what would you pay for what you're delivering to the world? And I was like, holy shit, that's a brilliant question. And I was like, that creates a really different energy on what I choose to charge now.
So how do you swing it around?
By asking. DD, what would you pay for what you're offering to the world?
That's true. If it's changing, then you can't. Yeah.
So keep, my friends, ask that question. Okay. So if you want to play with home play, ask that question. What would you, Christine, have you been transcribing? I think you've been transcribing. So what we'll do is there's a couple things I said that I'd like to, maybe we can put in a PDF or just put in the email when we give you guys the recording as to a couple things that you can start asking today and start implementing today, right? And I've got a couple things I didn't cover, but I think if I go over them, I'll just fry you. We're going to cover it in the 6-call series if you choose it. We can put just the quick snippets in the PDF, which I will give you, Christine. We can meet about that. But yeah, deep, like the question that you asked is brilliant. And ask that question, what would I pay for what I'm delivering to the world? And just keep asking it and ask, and don't try and figure it out. You keep trying to figure it out, rather than allowing the question to contribute the change that you're actually asking for.
Damn, you read my mind.
Ding, ding. And this is one of the things. So, you know, when I go to facilitate, about an hour, sometimes 2 hours, sometimes the day before, my body will get weird. I'll start feeling. And what I'm aware of is all of your universes before I facilitate. I just don't know it, so I don't take it personally. I don't think it's mine, but how many of you go to get on camera, go to take a photo, go to get on a Facebook Live, and you're like, oh, I can't. What is the I can't yours, or is that you being aware of everyone that's about to receive your message? So just like when you're about to run somebody's bars, anytime you run somebody's bars, anytime you do any energy work on anybody, anytime you do SOP, 99.999999999999% of everything you perceive is not yours, it's theirs. Everything that is times a godzillion, we destroy and uncreate it, please. Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pod, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Yeah.
Catherine.
Oh. Yeah. Who was it first? Michelle's second. Who just said Catherine?
Oh, it's Tracy.
Oh, go for it, Tracy.
So when you ask the question, how much would you pay for what you do? I had two things come up. So one was like nothing because it's no value, but then it was the other extreme, like you're creating change, so there's no price. So well, what would I ask here, or is that?
Those are two opposing ways to avoid receiving what would actually be fun for you.
Okay. I know if I give sessions for free, say to clients, then it screws up my world. And I'd like to receive something. However, it's about getting, well, I want to say it's about getting the price right, but.
So what if it's just a choice? And so one of the things that we actually will play with in this caller on being seen, and we're going to, you know, one of the things is to play with, you know, and I do this with Michelle all the time. We look at a creation and we're like we looked at this creation and I was like, oh, let me give it away for free. And I was like, people cannot receive this call and this topic if we give this away for free. I was willing to give this call away for free. And it was like, meh.
Yeah.
So it was like, okay, cool. What would I pay for it? I was like, oh, I'll pay $25 for a taster on being seen. Okay. Done. And so then it's a matter of like, we'll look at classes and we'll be, okay, is it $5? Is it $50? Is it $1,000? Is it $500? Like we go the gamut and then we just look at which energy goes bing. And then sometimes I have to pock and pod everywhere I'm not willing to receive the price that I got. Because sometimes I'm like, oh shit, who would pay for that? Well, I would. I'm the idiot that would pay that amount of money. I've paid $10,000 for a coach. I'm the idiot, right? And then I paid $10,000 for the coach and I was like, this is a crap coach. I know more than this coach. Wow, I just paid another $10,000 to become aware that I know more than they do. But guess what? That was a priceless $10,000 because every amount of money I've ever spent on thinking that someone else knows more than I do, I get the value of how valuable I am.
I guess the other thing as well is other people's Pez Gene is on it. So it's like if they're paying a high price, they expect some kind of return, but it's not something you can, it's tangible.
So anyone who asks for a return, I say, I can't work with you. You're not. I actually said to somebody in Aspen who is a multi-millionaire, and he's like, I don't think I can afford you. I was like, $575 an hour, you can't fucking afford me? He's like, no. And I was like, you're right, you can't. You probably will never get the change. And I looked at him, I said, how much money have you spent on your health in the last 20 years? Because he has a lot of fucking health issues. He goes, oh my God, like over $1 million. I was like, you're right. You can't afford, you know, I think he was paying me $6,000 for a package. I was like, you're right. You can't afford it. I was like, but you can afford $1 million. I said, you probably should go find somebody else who's cheaper because you like it better. And then that way you have an excuse to never actually change. And he was like, oh, and he like wrote a $6,000 check, right? Because I don't buy the point of view that people can't afford it. You don't go into Target and you see a TV for $5,000 and you're like, and the TV goes, sorry, you can't afford me.
It does.
Right, but that's a superior point of view for you to come to a conclusion that people can't afford you. But guess what? That conclusion is the way that you separate from the value of you.
So I've had people saying that my prices are high. So is that my point of view that they're picking up? Or is, I mean, I think I tend to buy their point of view and not challenge it.
Aha! As if you were willing to value you, would you buy their point of view?
No, not so.
People who say, like, I mean, when I worked with celebrities, and my prices used to be $1,000 an hour. When I was at 575 and I raised it to 1,000, when I raised it to 1,000, that's when Hollywood and, you know, whatever, celebrities found me. When I was at 575, they couldn't see me. I started working with them. I realized what a fucking pain in the ass they were. So I dropped my prices so I could work with more fun people. I could charge $1,000, but I don't feel like working with that clientele right now. I'd much rather work with people where 575 is enough out of people's comfort zones, but not too high that they're superior assholes. Right? And do you notice that there's, like, Michelle actually told this to me. She's like, you know the one place where you never hesitate on your prices? And I was like, what? She's like, your private sessions, your private clients. I was like, yeah, never. I never hesitate on what I charge. But I hesitate on what I charge in classes all the time. But guess what I do? I don't, like, somewhere in my world, and this only happened in the last couple of years, I started to devalue group facilitation. Not cognitively, not consciously, also not my point of view. But guess what? It made me waver in pricing. So it's really just a matter of asking questions like, wow, if I was being an infinite being and valuing me, right? And we're actually in the 6-call series, probably pair you guys in partners, and you're going to work with a partner on pricing. You're going to work with a partner on getting on video. You're going to work with a partner on like, yeah, exactly. Pock pod, you asked for it. And only if you choose the series, right? If you don't choose the series, no big deal. Lindsay's like, oh shit. Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pod, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. You guys see how much information is in this topic? And how much we use this topic to lie to ourselves in order to not be received by the world. But here's the thing. The world is receiving you whether you know it or not. The question is, are you receiving you? Because guaranteed, you guys can all pretend to hide, but we all see you. We all receive the gift you are, even when you're hiding. Are you willing to receive you? Because my friends, if you were willing to receive you, what would that change in your world? And a lot of you are willing to receive you in a lot of areas of your life. And then what are the areas that aren't working so well where you can start to receive even more? Awesome. Wow. Holy mother of God. So the series, if you guys want to choose it, when does it start? May 6th? May 6th. So if you guys would like to choose it, you have till May 6th. We will, of course, get you the recording. We will make sure you have a fun PDF with some of the things we talked about today, but also some of the things we didn't. I'd like to gift it to you all for choosing to be brave enough to go, holy shit, I want more, right? And I will, when I post my butt picture or my butt video, my trying on my skinny jeans video, we'll be sure to post it in the, we're going to have a private Facebook group, right, for the Six Call series. And we're going to do partners and challenges. We're going to invite you guys to be seen on camera. Now, if nothing's required, everything's a choice, right? And it's about like, wow, what would it be like to do a video? You know, one of the things I ask is I never pre-prepare what I'm going to talk about. Today, 5 minutes before the call, I was like, okay, what are the top three things that can be a contribution to what people require? Now, I've had a lot of it in my awareness, but it was like, I wanted to speak to it right before. I don't pre-prepare because pre-preparing, I go, because if I were to pre-prepare 3 days ago, all of you were different people 3 days ago. I want to speak to the energy that's here in the now, for now and in the future, for all of you. And what if that's what you guys naturally do when you're being all of you? Like Susanna, you naturally are that, whether you know it or not. And then it's just a matter of what would it take to not use the judgments to separate from receiving that. Cool. So how about my friends? I know you guys are a little fried. It is Earth Day. So can we just do like a minute or 2 minutes of just connecting our bodies with the earth, connecting our infinite beings with the earth? Okay, so if you'd like to close your eyes, please feel free and close your eyes. And just letting your body kind of relax and settle. There you go. You're gonna push your barriers down. Expanding 100 million miles out in every direction. Allowing your being to be aware of the solar system, the sky, the birds, the clouds, the sunshine. Allowing your body to also be aware, and your being be aware, of everybody looking for you. Where you would be a contribution to their worlds. There you go. I want you to allow your feet to connect down into the middle of the earth. And allow the energy of restoration of communion with earth to run on your bodies, to run on your business, to run on your being, to allow you to be seen. And expanding that out. So if you were being an infinite being and you had no point of view in your world, there you go. What are all the ways that you could create that you haven't yet even acknowledged? There we go. So on four, we're going to open the door to whatever is available for you to receive from the earth, and whatever is available that the earth has been asking to receive from you that you've been hiding. Okay, so on four, here we go. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. says the hider. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 1, 2, 3. Yes. Yeah, so we will make sure you guys will be gifted, or not gifted, you paid for this class. We will make sure to send you the recording of this call. Give us about 48 hours so we can get the PDF, the recording, everything to you. And we'll also have in there the information for the series if you want to join us for that. We've also been doing a money series, 12 Days of Money. We're on day 2 today. If any of you aren't on it and you'd like to be, highly recommend it. but I think a lot of you are on it. So, but if you'd like to join, Duke did not finish his picture yet. He's being a bad boy. No, I'm not. I promised him I'd help him with the animals.
Yes, and I'm waiting for that point.
Oh my goodness. I love it. All right, my friends. Yeah, by the end of the 6 weeks, will we each have a video that we post to YouTube? Well, you could certainly put that as one of your targets, right? So because each of you are going to have a different target, like, you know, do you want to post on YouTube? Do you want to get comfortable on Zoom? Do you want to get comfortable on Facebook Lives? And so, you know, Michelle was asking me the other day, she's like, wait, how do you even do a Facebook Live? How do you see people's comments? How do you read people's comments and look them in the eye and see where everybody's functioning from? And those are all things we're going to cover in this being seen, so that you guys really feel like you have the tools and the information and the resources available so that no fucking excuses. And then the only excuse is that you're not ready, which would be a lie anyway. So I'm so grateful for all of you. Thank you for joining me today. Thank you for joining Duke today. And so we're almost matching today. Blue and blue. Yes. So hopefully this was a contribution in your worlds, and highly recommend re-listening to this. And yeah, we'll probably, once it's done, we'll have this available for people to also just purchase the taster if they want. So if you know someone who may be asking for this but didn't know it existed, welcome to share it.
Cool. Thanks, Catherine.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Loved it. Good to see you too, Duke.
Hey.
Thank you very much.
Till next time.
Bye, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you, bye.